nothing hurt. As a reminder, in the event of an emergency, OregonGMRS.org will decide what happens on this repeater. If you are further interested in the Ameron Emergency Protocol, please visit Ameron.com, A-M-R-R-O-N.com. This is week 238 of the Ameron Net. Ameron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. I spell Ameron, A-M-R-R-O-N. Stand by. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power communications outage. To further that goal, it is important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. Stand by. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 Project off the repeaters. That's GMRS and FRS 3, MERS 3, CB 3, and Ham Simplex 146.420. That's our designated Ameron Channel 3 Project frequency. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Ameron, visit www.ameron.com. Stand by. Also, be sure to visit our local Ameron webpage at www.soameron.com for local information as well as early check-ins, form located on the main page. Stand by. For Ameron or any other radio questions that have not been answered during the net or on the websites, sign up to sign up for the Ameron Intelligence Report via email. Email us at sogmrsnet, that's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. We are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Stand by. Okay, the Ameron Network of the Week is to help with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages, which is important for all radio operators at all levels in times of emergency. The word is almost always a Bible verse, and you do not have to repeat it at check-in. If you choose to, you can. If you choose not to, that's fine, too. To save time, it's not open for discussion, either. Thank you. Write this down. The net word of the week is Matthew 24:14. I say again, that word of the week is Matthew 24:14. I spell that M-A-T-T-H-E-W and the figures 2:4:1:4. Okay, the dad joke and the mom advice is being preempted today because Kimber's got some trivia for us. So let's turn the net over to Kimber for the trivia.
WRKB 487.
Go ahead, Kimber.
All right, Ron, thanks for doing the net, and thanks for letting me read the trivia on the AIB. So last week I mentioned, and the source is Olson Source Intelligence as well as NetNews website. Last week I noted that the invention of radio is often attributed to multiple key figures, notably Heinrich Hertz Guglielmo Marconi, each of whom played crucial roles in its development, but in different ways. Who we don't hear about is Tesla. My friend Wes and I had a discussion about this, and I thought to bring it forward. It was a great discussion. So let me go there.